And the Tshuvas van Haggai, you see a very amazing twist. And there's a little background on this. You know, they bring from the Kli Chemda, who lived in the beginning of the 20th century, that on one of his visits to America, a sheikh asked him the following shaila. This was a sheikh in Europe, and he didn't trust. This is why the room's empty.
Yeah.
He didn't trust the shechita in America, so he wanted a shecht. He was only some of his own shechita. But the problem was that because it was America, he had to use a mechal Shabbos. Now, normally, mechal Shabbos is like a guy that shechts, so the shechita is no good. So he asked the Kli Chemda, can I shecht even though I'm a mechal Shabbos because my shechita is more reliable than any sheikh in America? The shaila, you know. And then he asked another shaila. It's almost like a Purim Torah. He says, do I have to put tefillin on in Shabbos? Because the halacha is, the reason why you don't put on tefillin in Shabbos is that tefillin is called an ice, and Shabbos is called an ice. But if Vivald, I don't keep the ice of Shabbos, Mimela, maybe I'm mischayef to put on the ice of tefillin, because I don't have the ice of Shabbos. The truth of the matter is, both of his terutzim, both of his shailas, l'chayra pashit, I mean, his shechita is no better, right? Mechal Shabbos shechita has a din of nevela. So any other shechit, even if you're not samech on him, it's not going to be worse than your shechita. And for shteitzach, the ice of Shabbos is a memela dika ice. Whether you keep Shabbos or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbia. But the shaila I want to discuss is the following. And this is a very fascinating shaila. The shaila is, if you neman, there's a lot of prakim, but if you neman, that a mechal Shabbos mefarhes who touches wine, the wine is nesar and it cannot be drunk, can the mechal Shabbos himself drink the wine that he touches? In other words, let's say, for example, I have a guest at my table, and he's mechal Shabbos, and he touches the wine, right? The halacha is, I mean, or even forget, I make kiddush. Can I give him wine? Can I give him wine? In other words, because the problem basically is, as soon as he touches the wine becomes usher. Am I over on Lifnei Iver, causing the Mechalel Shabbos to be over the Aveira of drinking wine that was touched by a Mechalel Shabbos? So it turns out that even if you don't have a problem, because, in other words, he's not touching any of your wine, but he's touching the wine you're giving him, right? So let's chazer over the basic things that we know. We know that D'oraisa, the only wine that is usher is yayin that was mamish nisnasech li'avaydezara. Right? Wine, that's called yayin nesach. Yayin that was nisnasech li'avaydezara is usher D'oraisa, simply because, usher b'achila b'hanah, because anything that is used as takruvas avaydezara is usher b'achila u'bahanah. Right? That's a devar pasha. Now, stam yayinim is wine that a goy touched or a goy made, even if he did not use it for avodah zarah. So stam yainam is an iser d'rabbanan. Right? It's not an iser d'oraisa. Stam yainam is an iser d'rabbanan. But there's really a machlekes rishainim. What is the ikur reason why stam yainam is usher? It's a shver sugya. It's a very masubach sugya. Some rishainim learn that the ikur reason why stam yainim is usher is a gezera shema nisnasech. In other words, we don't know. Maybe the guy was menasech, even if he just touches the bottle. Maybe he shakes the bottle around and has kavano li'avodah zarah. So according to that svara, it's a gezera mishum yayin nesech mamish. Either, now, actually you could explain that two ways. Either we're actually chayshish he was menasech, or it's a getter that people will be confused. If you matur stam yainam, they will come to drink yayin that was nisnasech mamish. Right, that is tam number one, which has two interpretations. Tam number two is a totally different getter. Rashi says, the isser of stam yainam has nothing to do with yayin nesach. The isser of stam yainam is mishum chasanis. The same way that Chazal ushered a lot of things. They ushered Bishol Akum. They ushered Pas Akum. Simply because these are things that create social interaction, and social interaction could lead to intermarriage. So especially alcoholic drinking together, that could vadai lead to fraternization and the like. So it's not because of a chashash of Yayin Nesach, it's because of a chashash of it'll lead to chasanus, and the meila it's nichlal in the same sug as many inyanim, where chazal were geyser harchagais between yidden and goyim, so they shouldn't come to a certain kirov, a kirov.
What's the difference if it's mevushal?
Well, that's a good question.
You should also roll alcohol.
Huh? You should also roll alcohol. Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, the emes is, their taka is a din. Their taka is a din that you're not allowed to drink alcohol with the guy. See, it's a different getter. The way yayin works and the way alcohol works are two different gedorim. With yayin, we aser even if the guy touches, even if I then drink it by myself. There is another halacha that you're not supposed to drink any alcoholic drink with a guy. So if I go into a bar with my business associate who's a guy, and I say, let's order a kosher scotch together, even if it's a kosher scotch, but the guy's maga doesn't answer, it's only his chavrusa. So it's a good kasha. If it's mishum chasanus, why is there a different definition of what's conducive to chasanus by a liquor, a whiskey, as opposed to what's conducive to chasanus by yayin? Now, yayin mevushal is also an issue. It's a little difficult to understand. Yayin mevushal, which is not only grape juice, but even alcoholic wine, that was mevushal, right? Yayin mevushal, there's no halacha of maga oivet kechavim. So bishlama, if I say that it's because of a chashash that it's yayin nesach. So kishem, that in the Beis HaMikdash, you could not use for nesachim. Yayin mevushal, so even in Batei Avodah Zarah, it was not the minhag to be menasech yayin mevushal. It was considered to be an inferior wine. But l'chara, like Rashi, al chasanus, l'chara, it's taka difficult. What's the hedger of yayin mevushal? By the way, I want to point out, Rav Yashiv, she should be well. I heard that Rav Yashiv is awake now. This is better. That's perfect. I mean, yeah, obviously, it's precarious, but all right. Rav Yashiv has a psak by yayin mevushal that most people don't follow, but he's very, very machmer. Rav Yashiv says that in order for yayin mevushal to be called mevushal, to matur maga, Rav Yashiv says the kamus of the yayin has to be nismayik. In other words, you're boiling the wine and it evaporates. Now, in most yayin mevushal, they don't do that because they don't want to lose. Wine. What they do is they have like tubes where the steam gets recirculated and then recondenses. So according to Rav Yashiv, a lot of yayin mevushal is not yayin mevushal, and you have to be machmer and maga evid gechavim. Now, the good side of Rav Yashiv's psak is that those who are machmer not to use yayin mevushal for kiddush could use yayin mevushal for kiddush, because according to his sheet, it's not yayin mevushal. But as I say, at least in America, I don't really know how widely this is followed. In America, that psak is not followed at all. That routinely something is given a hashgach of yayin mevushal, even though the kamus of the yayin is not.
If it's the var is that it takes away from the quality of the wine, then why do you need wine to dissipate? If it comes back, it's just as bad.
No, so I'm not an expert in wine, but he basically says that's kind of not the case. If it recirculates and comes back in, so he says
it's just as good.
It's not nifgan, you know. I don't know. I mean, that may be totally unmitzias. May depend on the wine. That's what he says. Okay. Now, what's interesting is the following. The Gemara has two categories, Yayin Nesach Mamish and Stam Yena. There is no Gemara that says Beferish that a Machalal Shabbos asers Yayin. It's interesting. In other words, what we have is like this. We have general statements in Chazal, Kol HaMachalal Shabbos Ki Ilu Ayven Avayda Zara. But that's not, again, you be sure you know the context, that is not in reference to Yayin. And in fact, the Arachayim, we know the Arachayim was a Peirish ala Teira, but the Arachayim was also a big Paisek. He has a Sefer on Yerideya, pre-Tire, which is brought down by Halacha. The Arachayim says, Pashit, nothing to do with Tinuk Shanishba. He says, even a Machal Shabbos before Hesia in the time of Chazal does not Aser Yayin. And he actually gives a very good reason. He says, Tainus like this. The Arachayim Tainus, it's a good smart, that if you go like Rashi, that the Iker Gezerah of Stam Yena is Mishum Chasanus, there is no Isser to be Mischatein with the Machal Shabbos. In other words, I guess, Chazal made a Gezerah, so you shouldn't come to be Mischatein. Now, good. I'm not saying Machal Shabbos is the best shidduch you can have, but there is no iser. Chazal were not geyser and iser to marry a Machal Shabbos, right? So the Aruch Chaim Taka says, now remember, don't, this has nothing to do with Tinuk Shnishma. The Aruch Chaim Taka says, there is no mucker in Chazal than a Machal Shabbos Asher Ziyayin. It's Ki'ilu Avayit of Ardazara, that's in Ruchnius, it's a Chayin of Ardazara, but it doesn't have a din of an Akum because there's no Gezerah of Chassus. However, most of the Rishonim say Beferish, the Rashba and the Rivash all say that a Machal Shabbos Befarhesia is Asher's Yayin Binagia, and this is the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch Taka says, and the Ramah, they both say, a Machal Shabbos Befarhesia. Now, Befarhesia is an important Nakuda. Asher's Yayin, Kedin, Ayvid Kechavim, Ay, the Chazanich also merks on. There's no Isra of Chasunas. So they learn two ways. Either it's a getter of a light plug, meaning once we have a rule that a Goy Asher's wine, and the Machal Shabbos for Hesia is Dinai to Akum, even if the reason for Akum doesn't apply, it's a light plug in the Takana, that is Dinai ki Akum. Or, some want to say a little different, that it is a getter of a Kenas, because even if there's no Isser of Chasanus, Chazal wanted to be Marachek you from the Chevra of Machal Shabbos. It's a serious thing.
And that reason doesn't apply if he's a family member.
Huh? What's about a family member?
Father-in-law.
Well, no, it's brought down still, that the getter of Richuk might be a getter of a Kenas that would be Makara from the Tshuva. Again, I mean, you could say, well, for Kert, the guy gets rejected, it might be the other way around. Okay. But be it as well, but you also have the first reason of light plug in the getter of Avitur. Okay.
Well, now, right. Maybe the Machal Shabbos is doing it for Zer also, because he doesn't believe in Hashem.
Yeah, so to say that the Machal Shabbos is Ovid of Azara, that's less likely than the Zman Azara. It's not such a regilis. In other words, most Machal Shabbos, I mean, unless they're like Buddhists or something, most of them are more like either non-believers or believers in the Jewish Hashem, but they don't keep ships.
Catholics that use one
Okay, in Echanami, that could still be a chashash avayit zara mamish. That would be the smart. It's shaykh. In some cases, there would be shaykh. Now, here's the thing. So this is the shayla about a machal al Shabbos befarhesi in the time of Chazal. We now have the big shayla, which of course is very nogel lemaisa, about what is the status of a machal al Shabbos befarhesi bizman hazeh. Why would there be a difference? So here, the Ikra Tshuva is the Binyan Tzion, Chadashis. The Binyan Tzion was the Aruch Lener, right? The Aruch Lener on different Masechtas. The Aruch Lener was Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch's Rebbe. And the Aruch Lener, of course, lived in Germany in the beginning of the 19th century, the mid-19th century, which was the rise of the Reform movement. And he was encountering many, many Jews who were no longer keeping Shabbos, no longer keeping Kashrus. Right? A big Chorban in Germany, the Reform movement. And he was Mechadish through a whole Lundus. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Excuse me, that Bizman Hazeh, Raiv Machal Olei Shabbos, do not have a din of Ayvdei Avayit Zarah, Legabi Maga Yayin, because he tainas that, number one, well, he says a few different things. The first generation that turned away, even though they might be at Bikorsim and Kaifrim. But he says that they're not necessarily intentionally being mired against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the environment in which they live is such an environment of Hefkeres that they think that keeping Shabbos is Midas Chasidus. They think keeping Shabbos is like Frumkeit. It's not the essence of being a Yid. And then he says, and that the kids that are born into this have a din of what's called a Tinaik Shenishma. Now, Rav Maisha, and this is not I didn't give you all the Igros Maishas, this is not the last Igros Maisha, which is a much bigger Kiddush. But Rav Maisha in earlier Tshuvas, kind of goes with the Binyan Tzion, but Rav Maisha has a shtickle different mahalach, which is actually more machmir. Rav Maisha differentiates between a Machal Shabbos who's otherwise from and a Mechal Shabbos who's otherwise not from. Now he tainas, and this is actually a phenomenon. Rav Moshe tainas.
Otherwise not from.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means, well, let me tell you this. You know, Hashkama Minyanim, right. Hashkama Minyanim started in America because there were European Balabatim who tried to be front. They tried to be kosher. They tried to daven every day. They wore tefillin.
I think the pen popped.
Oh, that's okay. It just it didn't pop. Just I press it into myself. So. That's all right. The thing is that Hashkama Minyanim, it's interesting, you know, in the States, it's the Bnei Torah that like to go to Hashkama Minyanim. And Rabbanim don't like it so much. I was a Rav for many years. Because, you know, they try to avoid hearing a drasha. Whatever it is. With their Bnei Torah, they don't need a drasha, or whatever it is. So I like to remind them that the origin of Hashkama Minyanim were for Mechalel Shabbos. In other words, they had to finish davening by 8:30 so they could go to work. So Rav Moshe says like this. Rav Moshe says the following. About it, it's not a hedger, but Rav Moshe Tainis, a person who be'etzem is a maimon, but the Yetzer Hara of Parnasa is so overpowering that he feels, lefi is Yetzer Hara, it's not shaykh to keep Shabbos. Rav Moshe Tainis, such a mechalel Shabbos, we don't don like an Eved Avodah Zarah. Because the aside that a mechalel Shabbos is Eved Avodah Zarah, is a person who is kaifer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bayrei shamayim va'aretz. Getter of kfirah. But a person who tries to be shomer mitzvahs, but it's libay einsay, the Yetzer Hara is misgaber over him. So Rav Moshe was mechalek. If you have a guy who tries to keep kosher, in fact, Rav Moshe even pointed out there were business people who even tried to keep Shabbos going to work, meaning to say they wouldn't smoke, in other words, they went to work. But they wouldn't smoke, they wouldn't make a phone call. In other words, they tried to keep Shabbos as long as it did not conflict with their going to work. So Rav Moshe Tainis, see, it's different than the Binyan Siyan. The Binyan Siyan had a heter of Tinok Shanishba, even for someone who's Pirei Gaya Lagamri. Rav Moshe's Mechalek, between what you might call the From Mechalel Shabbos and the Pirei Gaya Mechalek Shabbos. Okay.
So you can say the same thing for Israel? Saying like let's in Eretz Yisrael, so everyone they know about Shabbos. They just they need Hanasa, or they need, have other reasons.
Well, the truth is, Rav Moshe's tshuva is a little hard to quantify exactly. Rav Moshe seems to be talking about like a European guy who davens three times a day and eats kosher, but works on Shabbos. Now in Israeli, it's a more complicated situation because you have many Israelis, many chilonim, who are actually very traditional. They're traditional. They actually make kiddush.
Sorry.
They light the Shabbos candles. Right? That's a little different. On the other hand, they're not just being Mechalel Shabbos because of Parnassah. They're Mechalel Shabbos to go to the beach or whatever it is. So it's a very good question. It's more like the Aruch Neir, but like Rav Moshe's Hagdara. Right, like Rav Moshe's Hagdara. Like Rav Moshe's Hagdara. About the from Mechalel Shabbos, it's a little difficult. I don't know.
No, they're not kfira though.
It's not kfira. No, no, that's right. So you could do a different. You can look at Rav Moshe's lashon.
Could be
this kfira.
No, they believe in Hashem. They say
the belief. No, they
say I believe in Hashem, but the Torah not for me. I don't know. That could be kfira. Well, because you say you believe in Hashem, but you're able to decide whether you want to.
Okay, so
that's for you or not.
No, well. Kfira in Torah and Shemayim is certainly apikorsis, but the question becomes whether you're Eved or Vaydazar. In other words, it's a different getter. Technically, it is kfira. Yeah, unless you go with Tinok Shanishba. But the question is, does that translate to an Eved Avodah Zarah if he's not kaifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Bairi the Eilam? If a guy makes Kiddush, he's saying, Hashem made the world in 6 days.
So and my question is...
Israeli understands it.
My shaila is, do they have a din of Tinok Shanishba?
They might. They might.
They know about Shabbos.
No, but this is an interesting point. Tinok Shanishba, this is what the Aruch Lener is saying, doesn't mean only somebody who was born in Africa and never saw a religious Jew. Even if you live with religious Yidden, you can be a Tinok Shanishba if you're raised in such a way as if you're basically taught that that's like a Chumrah, that's a Hasidisha, Charedisha, type of crazy thing. You could be a Tinoch Shivcha even if you know exactly the way Haredim live. Yeah, I know these people with the separate buses. I know what they do. Mm-hmm. You're still a Tinoch Shnishba because
they're poisoned by the
poisoned by the environment. As far as you're concerned, as far as they're concerned, it's garnished, it's crazy, it's stupid. Right? So you could be a Tinoch Shnishba that way as well. Okay. Now other Paiskim, alright, so we have the Binyan Sion Mahalach of Tinoch Shnishba, we have Rav Moshe's Mahalach about the from Mechalel Shabbos, who's Be'etzem, not a Kaifer.
Somebody was from and then went to his prayer book.
So that would be very different. So both like the Binyan Sion and Rav Moshe, the Taka would be an issue. Now, there would
be
a Mahalach.
Only because the Taka is on.
Well.
Because
Rav Moshe
would be fine.
That's not Emes. Because of Tivus. I mean, Rav Moshe is talking about, I guess, a Pyrrha. It's not clear that any Yitzhara.
He says
Yitzhara.
Doesn't Chazan Yitzhara, because of Hest upon him, the person can be called a Tinoch Shnishba? Isn't that his
well, the Chazan Yitzhara does not use the Lashon Tinoch Shnishba Mamish for that. The Chazan Yitzhara says that the din of that Arpikaitis were lo moridin. Because we don't throw him into a pit. That we don't apply when there's a time fester upon him. But Lomai said Shayach, like it's Shayach, according to the Chazanish is not talking about Yayin actually, but it's Shayach that's far of the Yetzirah, might be. It's not clear. Rav Maisha, see, if you're telling me somebody is Pirate Gael Lagamri because of Taiva, it's not clear what Rav Maisha, because Rav Maisha emphasized that the Mechal Shabbos tries to be Shaymer, some mitzvahs. If somebody's in Gansan Pyrrhico and is not Shemer any mitzvahs, yeah, it's not clear you would take such a thing. Okay. By the way, there's yet a third mahalach that's given in some Paiskim, which is actually a very tremendous kula. They want a taina that in order for a Mechalel Shabbos to have a din of an akum, there has to be an edus in front of a beis din that he was a Mechalel Shabbos. And the Mela calls man, there was no Kabbalah's edus but beis din. He doesn't have a shame of a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. This is, I think, Rav Yehuda Asad, one of the Talmud of the Chazam Sofer. But the Emes is, most Paiskim disagree with that. Most Paiskim disagree with that assessment. Because they simply say, if it's obvious that the person is Mechal Shabbos, you know, you don't have to, have an Adis and base them if he's Mamish doing it Nigger Liayat. Others even say that in order to be Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, he has to be willing to do the Malacha even in front of an Adam Gadol. Mm-hmm. Of course, most Mechal Shabbos don't have the problem, but the question would be, you can have a Mechal, would a Mechal Shabbos do it in front of Rebbe Yashim? Would he do it in front of Rav Chaim Kinevsky? In other words, well, okay, but that's the test. The test of Mechal Hesia would be, actually this was the test they used, I'll give you an example of this. Maybe it's not in the best taste, but sometimes you have child molesters or whatever it is, and their defense is, I can't control myself. So a psychiatrist gave a very good test. He says, okay, you have this taiva to molest somebody. What would you do if a policeman walked into the room? Would you still do it? And if the pshat is, you wouldn't do it if there's a policeman in the room, then the pshat is, it's not uncontrollable. Right? Because you can control it. Elama, you don't have the desire to control it, unless there's a policeman that's gonna arrest you. So here the getter is, that if a person has enough busha, that he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos in front of an Adam Gadol. First, who's an Adam Gadol? That's also a question. Again, a lot of these are not clearly defined. But the Minhag HaOlam, by and large, at least in America, maybe this is a nafka mina. In America, maybe because we have more shaychus with Mechal Shabbos and different Eifanim, we're Seimech on a variety of these Ateim, the Binyan Sion, Rav Moshe. We don't follow the svar that you have to have a base then to make someone a Mechal Shabbos. But B'derech Klal, we're very Mekel. Of course, if you have Yayin Mavushal, it's B'chlal not a problem, but even with Yayin, it's not Mavushal. Okay. Now, the Shaila, that's very interesting though, is the issue of, does a Mechal Shabbos Aser his own wine? Meaning for himself. If you hold, now again, if you go like the Binyan Siyan, it's Bechlal no Shaila. Like the Binyan Siyan, the wine isn't Dasher. I could drink the wine that the Mechal Shabbos touches. But this is an Imtim Salimar. But Imtim Salimar, that we're Machmir, that the Maga of the Mechal Shabbos assers the wine, does it even asser the wine for the Mechalel Shabbos himself? Now, so I'll tell you what. Now, you might say, well, who's going to ask such a Shaila? A Mechalel Shabbos is going to ask you, can I drink the wine that I touched? But, well, maybe he does tshuva, right? He did tshuva in the middle of the Shabbos meal, right? I gave the Mechalel Shabbos a cup of wine. And somehow, he had an instantaneous transformation. He says, am I allowed to drink this? It's Shaykh. But I'll tell you where the Shaila is. The Shaila is not so much that the Mechal Shabbos is going to ask the question. But the question is, if I give him wine that's going to become Nesar through his Maga, am I Iver on Lifnei Iver Laisite Mikshel? I Machshel him in the Isser of drinking Stam Yenam. Right? That's the question. Or in a Chasna. Let's say a Rav is Mesader Kedushin for a non-religious couple. Right? So he makes Brei Pri Agavin, he gives the chasan to drink. If the chasan asers the wine, then the Rav is being machshil the chasan by giving it up. So you're right, the shaila is not so much the Mechal Shabbos has a shaila, can I drink the wine? But the shaila is, can the Rav give him the wine? Can I give a guest this wine? Etc. So here, the emissary, I guess, we have a few svaras in Achrayim that are actually makel on this. The Steitler says the following svar. Steitler said it didn't issue a psak because the Steitler usually didn't paskin, but he said the Mederach Svara, he said like this. When Chazal decreed that a Mechal Shabbos is like a goy, they didn't make him more chomer than a goy. They made him like a goy. Now, if a goy touches wine, the goy is allowed to drink the wine because a goy doesn't have an iser of stam yena. So it's like mimanafshach. If you treat on this wine, the Mechal Shabbos is like a goy and therefore he asers the wine, then this wine is not usher to him because lagabe this wine, he has a din of a goy. A goy is allowed to drink stam yena. Now, it'd be different. If Reuven Mechal Shabbos touches wine, that's going to be usher to Shimon, the Mechal Shabbos, to drink, because Reuven made it a chefza of Israel. So, if I were to pass the wine from one Mechal Shabbos to another Mechal Shabbos, I might be Iver Lifnei Iver, because lagabe the other Mechal Shabbos, he's doing an Aveira. But the Stipler Tainas, Legabe the Mechal Shabbos Gufu touched the wine, it's Dinai Ki Akum, but it's not more Chomer than Akum. So it's not Shayach, the Stipler says, to Aser his wine to him, because a Goy could drink the wine that a Goy touched. This is the Svar of the Stipler. Again, you could dingzach with this Svar. You could say, you know, Chazal made him Din of an Akum, and the like. Rav Nissen Karelitz,
by the chuppah, you'll be awesome then, if the couple.
Well, in other words, the second couple would, you know, the second, in other words, like this. I give the wine to the chassan, the chassan can drink, I've done no aveira. If the chassan then gives it to the kala, there would be a problem in the second one. Let's see.
Who?
Huh?
The
Kala.
Yeah, but the Chassan doesn't have a problem.
He's got it.
Well.
Chassan doesn't have a problem.
Well,
the Rav. The Rav.
No.
Isn't there a Rav Meir that says that if something's Mechober and the guy that takes it out of the ground doesn't know that it's Mechober, and you watch him and you know it's Mechober, you don't have to warn him?
Well, that's the issue of Misasik. Does a Misasik need Kapara? That's the question you're talking about. Yeah, but that's a different thing. That's when the person doesn't know that he's doing a maisa of kaitzer. Here, the guy knows he's giving his kala wine. He doesn't know that it's usher. See, that's a separate thing. I mean, for example, if I knew you were being Iker Mechuber, I'm sorry, if you know you're being Iker Mechuber, but you don't know that it's usher on Shabbos, I'm vanei mechayiv to tell you. See, your case is different. Your case is, he was a misasik lagamri because he didn't even know it was mechuber. Here, the chassan knows exactly the pu'ula that he's doing. He just doesn't know that, you know, he doesn't care, he doesn't know that it's usher. Now, Rav Nissen Karelitz says the following. He gives a different svara to Majorit. He says, it's not shayach to asur the wine to the Michal Shabbos who touched it, because once again, if you learn like Rashi, that the ikker problem is we asur the wine so you shouldn't be mischatein with this person, or be makarev to this person. Well, Adam karevates alatzmai. What are you going to say? I can't drink the wine that I touched because Chazal want me to be separated from myself? In other words, it's only shayach, a gezeira or a kenas of chasunus or kiruv, when one person touches the wine, so we asher it to the other person. But legabe myself, there's not shayach a gezeira of chasunus or of kiruv, right? So that's a separate svara. Of this in Carolina says, and actually if Moshe Sturbach says that svara as well. So,
I understand, yeah. Because since he's...
No, because what do Chazal say? Chazal say, do not drink the wine that a goy touches or that a Michal Shabbos touches, because we want to create a barrier between you and him, so you won't fraternize, you won't socialize,
okay.
You won't intermarry. Now, in other words, the Isser of the Ayin is so that I will not connect to him. Now, if I touch the wine, I'm going to say, if the Michal Shabbos himself touches the wine, so what are you going to say? He can't drink the wine he touched because Chazal want to create a separation between whom and who? It's the guy himself, you see? Again, Rav Sternbach says, at least with Derech Svara, it's a good Svara, but he's not clear whether to be Machriya.
Do we want Michal Shabbos to fraternize with other Michal Shabbos?
No, I would say not. No, I would say not. That's partially the difference. If one Michal Shabbos touches wine, we want to create, you know, don't fraternize. Oy le rush, oy le shchena, don't hang around. But it's not Shaykh Lagabi, the person himself, you know, to say.
No, I didn't know that, but I mean between Michal Shabbos and the next Michal. Meaning, can you give his wine to somebody else? Or do we see, is there a barrier there?
No, I think Bapashas, that for sure is usher. I think for sure it is usher for a Michal Shabbos to drink the wine that another Michal Shabbos touched.
Why?
Because that's also a gzera of chasnus. In other words, chachamim, listen, the Michal Shabbos is not going to listen to Derek Law.
But
the same idea. We don't want them to intermarry. We don't want them
to... Well, there's two Jewish people.
No, as I said before, even though there's no issue of intermarriage per se, but we want to prevent social interaction.
Between two Michal Shabbos?
Even that. Because we want to encourage people to do tshuva.
Oh.
Say again?
This is all you don't take on.
Yeah. So again, remember, this whole pilpul is only if you don't follow the Binyan Siyain and even Rav Maisha. And the like. In other words, this is an Im Timtso Leimar, that the Maga Yayin is Osir, we can still negate a Lifnei Iver, I'm giving the Michal Shabbos the wine that he touched. Now, for Shteitzach, like you said, if you're Simech on the Binyan Siyayin, or the Igris Maisha, not the from Michal Shabbos, then you don't have any Shaila. Because not only can that Michal Shabbos drink his wine, but I could drink his wine too. In other words, his Maga doesn't answer. This is an Imtim Sulaimar on that Chumrah. Now, there's a whole other about, right here, and that is, this is the newest Chalik, right? This is the new one.
They brought out Tesna.
This is Chas. Okay. This is the. So here, this is a very controversial chalik, and Tess is even more controversial. Many
why is
people.
Tess more?
Well, because.
It is controversial.
Tess huh? Sunset.
Yeah, this is controversial because these are tshuvas that are towards the end of Rav Maisha's life, and Rav Maisha was not well. And although they claim in the Hakdama that they say that Rav Maisha did not write all of these tshuvas. That's stated in the Hakdama. He did not write all the tshuvas, but every tshuva was read to Rav Maisha, and Rav Maisha was maskin. This is what the Hakdama says. Some Talmidim of Rav Moshe say that even that is not accurate. And there were tshuvas that were issued under Rav Moshe's name that Rav Moshe didn't even hear and was not maskim to. It's hard to play detective games on these and the other. I don't know. But this is actually one of the tshuva I'm going to tell you is one of the tshuvas that some Talmidim of Rav Moshe said Rav Moshe could not have said, because it's Seiser, many earlier tshuvas in the Igros Moshe. And that is the following. If you remember, the earlier tshuvas of the Igros Moshe, basically Rav Moshe says, for sure, a Mechal Shabbos does Asr Yayin, but Rav Moshe was Mechalek, between a from Mechal Shabbos, who's only taken by the Yetzer Hara, versus a person who is Pirei Gaya Lagamri. In other words, the Iker of Mechal Shabbos Asrs, but we go with some Cheshbon, like the Binyan Sion, or something related to that. In this chalik, Rav Moshe is a whole new mahalik. Rav Moshe says that the maga yayin of a mechal Shabbos is not usher miikar adin at all. It's only mitam minag. And the reason is, he says, because neither of the taimim of Chazal apply. We can't be chayshish for yayin nesach because bizman hazeh, even goyim are not regilin, he says, to be menasech l'avayt hazarah. This is what the tshuva says. Elamai, chasenus, it's not shayach, because you're allowed to get married to a mechal Shabbos. Therefore, what the tshuva says is, the iser of a mechal Shabbos asering yayin is only mitam minhag bialma. And vibalt, it is only mitam minhag. We only extend the minhag to where it applied. And that minhag meant a mechal Shabbos who touches the wine, someone else doesn't drink it. But since the mechal Shabbos himself was never mekabel the minhag of not drinking, in other words, Rav Moshe basically says, maga mechal Shabbos is only mitam minhag bialma. And the minhag was never started vis-a-vis the mechal Shabbos himself.
But he didn't accept the minhag?
He never accepted the minhag. There never was a minhag that mechal Shabbos. Now, I'm trying to think, according to that lumnus, if you're telling me mechal Shabbos were never mekabel the minhag, it seems to me that the logic of that shiva would indicate that even Reuven, who touches the wine, no, I could give it to Shimon, who's a Mechal Shabbos. In other words, because it's not just the same guy, it's Mechal Shabbos, we're not Mechabel that minhag.
So that means also Pesach, if I didn't Mechabel the minhagim of my parents, I could just eat whatever I want.
What do you mean, whatever you want?
Meaning they don't eat Gabriel, so I could start. I was never Mechabel the minhag.
Well, the question is, you're Mechayiv to follow the minhagim of your family. I mean,
so these people as well.
Well, the question becomes,
they follow us
to, maybe it depends, if their
grandparents
if
came from Europe were not mekabel the minhag.
No, but you're not, okay, but you're not, but he's saying, but you look at it this way, the sug of the minhag was, mekabel the Shabbos were never mekabel the minhag of not drinking.
Right, but their parents, we're assuming these people, became mechal Shabbos.
Well, but their parents weren't mekabel the minhag of mechal Shabbos not drinking. Okay, yeah, now like this. This is an often a stira. This is a stira to Rav Moshe's earlier psukim. Because in the Rav Moshe's earlier psukim, he vadai tainis that a mechal Shabbos aser is yayin, but he came up with heterim of the binyan tzion, or heterim of a from mechal Shabbos. In this tshuva, he actually says, even a mechal Shabbos mamish is only mitam minan. So as I say, this is a tshuva that some have said, did not come mipi, Rav Moshe. The villain, and by the way, I mean, if I don't know, the villain may be too strong of a term, but Rav Mordechai Tendler is Rav Moshe's, one of Rav Moshe's grandchildren. His father is Rav Moshe Tendler of Yeshiva University. And Rav Mordechai Tendler was Mishamish Rav Moshe for many, many years, and sometimes he gave himself the authority to, he knows what the Zaydi holds and everything, you know. And the like. So, I don't know, I can't be machri. All I can say is that this tshuva is Seiser. Many earlier tshuvas of Rav Moshe on the Indian of Stam Yena.
They call the ninth chelik Igros Mordechai.
Yeah, that's right. The ninth chelik is even more questionable in that way. You know, they used to say about the when they used to be the Soviet Union, and the Politburo, and they never, you know, everything was very, very secret. So they used to say, when they tell you some guy was sick, that means he's already died for 6 months. You know, everything like that. So when they tell you, when they tell you in the Hakdama, oh, Rav Moshe didn't write the tshuvas. There might have been mixes. Rav Moshe didn't write the tshuvas, but you know, he read everything. So that already is a gile that probably he didn't read it either. I mean, there might have, in other words, they kind of anticipated they're going to be tainus, and they try to forestall the tainus, but well, we're maskim, he didn't write it. You know, that probably is a little worse than, yeah. And by the way, this is a big chaval. I mean, this happens a lot. This happens with Rav Yashiv, as well. Not so much whole tshuvas. Rav Yashiv doesn't write that many tshuvas. I mean, we gather it together, but certainly, psukim, ad lameos. People are saying all sorts of things in the name of Rav Yashiv.
He's accessible. Huh? He's generally accessible. The Moshe was locked, was closed up.
Yeah, but you know, Rav Yashiv said himself, Rav Yashiv said if he had to correct every psak that is said in his name, that's not true, he says he wouldn't learn a minute. He says he would do this 24 hours a day.
So why does he have a signature if he didn't write them?
I'd have to see the actual writing. I mean, this is a printed thing, and they just.
No, there might be that he didn't write it, right?
Yeah,
these tshuvas. And then why are they putting that he signed?
No, because they tie know that he was Moskvin. He was Moskvin. I've seen that before. I've seen that with contemporary Gedolim as well. That sometimes, sometimes a person can sign and say, you know, it'll say.
No, that's so and so signed it. No, they're saying that the Ramesha signed these tshuvas.
No, he didn't say he signed. No, it didn't say he signed them. It says that he was Moskvin to them, and therefore he authorized them to sign his name. Not that he signed his name. He said, you have my rishus. That's what they say. Okay. Now, I want to point out, there's a whole other mahalach here. And I think we talked about this one of our shiurim a while ago. And that is, you can approach the whole matter from the dinim of lifnei iver itself. In other words, let's go back to the shaila. Let's assume, not like the Stipler, not like Rav Nissen Karelitz, that the pshat is the mechalel Shabbos cannot drink his wine. Okay, let's assume L'chumra on that. But that still doesn't automatically mean that the Rav that gives it to the Chassan is Iver on Lifnei Iver. Because here is the thing. Remember, in the Inyan of Lifnei Iver L'Sikting Michel, there are actually two different halachas. There's a Dairaisa and a Drabban. On the Dairaisa of Lifnei Iver, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that if I'm Meishik Yayin L'Nazir, or Iver Menachai Lifnei Nayach, right, so I'm causing him to do an Avera, that's only if, without me, he wouldn't be able to do the Aveira. That's called Trei Avrei Dinahara. Trei Avrei Dinahara means two sides of the river, meaning you're a Nazir, and there's no bridge, and you're on one side of the river, and I have the wine on my side of the river, and I could throw it across to you somehow. So without me, you couldn't get the wine. So das heist lifnei iver leisite mitzvah. But if we're on the same side of the river, and the Nazir asks me, pass me the wine, since even without me he would be able to do the Aveira, that's called Chad Avra Dinahara. So by Chad Avra Dinahara, there is no din of Lifnei Iver Da'araisa L'Seed in Middle. By the way, Rav Meisha is an interesting chilek in there. Rav Meisha is mechalek, though, between Lifnei Iver and Mesis Umeidiyach. It's very, very fascinating. Rav Meisha says like this. The chilek the Gemara makes between Trei Avra Dinahara and Chad Avra Dinahara is only when the guy on his own wants to do the Aveira. So if I give him the wine, I'm not Iver and Lifnei Iver. But let's say I say, hey, there's some very good wine here. Would you like to drink it? And he could have gotten the wine without me. Rav Moshe Tainer, that's a different Aveira. That's not an Aveira of Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michel. That's an Aveira of Mesis. And Rav Moshe's Chiddush is that even though the Pashtus of the Psukim is Mesis is only Yasher Le'Avodah Zarah, you see the Chiluk? In other words, the Chiluk is if a Nazir asks me to pass him the wine, so if I'm Trei Avra Dinahara, I'm Aveira on Lifnei Iver. If it's Chad Avra Dinahara, I'm allowed to pass him the wine. But that's when he asked for it. If I am the one that encourages him to do it, Rav Moshe's chiddush is, it's mistavra, that that's not only a lifneiver problem, that's an isser of mesis. And on mesis, it's not shayach a heter of chad avredanar. Okay. But.
A Masada Kedushin would have a problem then.
Because, that's right. According to Rav Moshe, the Masada Kedushin, and maybe even the one in Kiddush in the house, where I'm passing him the wine, that might be a getter of mesis. That's what I was going to say. Because some of the heterim they want to give, is, well, the guy could drink the wine without you, he could take the wine and drink, so if you give him the wine, you're not over on lifnei iver, but like Rav Moshe Sohara, there might be a svara of mesis. Ah, but there's one more point I have to make here, and that is, besides lifnei iver and besides mesis, there is an isser drabanan of called misayeya lidvar avera. So this would be the following. By chad avra dinahara, let's say the nazir says, pass me the wine. So I'm not a mesis because I didn't offer it. It's not lifnei iver because he could do it without me. Right? So there's no deoraisa, taka. But nevertheless, vibalt, you're makarevit to him, you're called a misayeya lidvar avera. And that's an isser d'rabbanan, misayeya lidvar avera. So here, the time is like this. To say that that the Rav could give him the wine because he could drink it without the Rav, he could just take the wine and drink it, that's only that's lifnei iver. But number one, you have a mesis problem, like Rav Moshe's chiddush. But number two, Adam, you also have at least a misayeya lidvar avera. So here, the Shach says, there's an important Shach, the Shach says that there's no isser of misayeya lidvar avera when somebody is a mummer, a habitual, intentional violator. Because here's the svara. The isser of being misayeya lidvar avera is really an isser that stems from a chiyuv. And the chiyuv is to be mafresh people from averas. In other words, if I have to be mafresh you from an avera, I certainly cannot help you do an avera. Now, the chiyuv of being mafresh somebody from an avera is only somebody who is makabel teichecha, if you were to tell him to stop. But somebody who is going to do the averas and is not makabel teichecha, in such a situation, you still can't be machshelim belifnei iver, but there's no isser of being misayeya, because there's no chiyuv lafrushe misur. This is what the Shach says. In Mela, the poskim want to say, but again, your aura is very good aura, that since the guy could drink the wine with you or without you, so it's only a misayeya, not a lifnei iver, and if he's a mumr l'chal al Shabbos, he's not makabel teichecha, so v'chiyai gavna, there's no chiyuv, there's no iser to be misayeya, but your taina is a good taina, when I'm actually giving him the wine, I'm encouraging him. It's part of a religious ceremony. This is the wine of Kiddush. Perhaps it's a getter of a mesis. That's a different thing. In other words, there could be a very big difference between a guy who says, pass me the wine, and the balabayas who says, here's the wine for Kiddush. Right? So ultimately, you still have to come on to the Stipler and Moshe Sternbach for those. Okay, so this is a different as far as the thing about. Yeah.
What if it's somebody that would be Makabotech? Let's say you're in a pure environment and the guy's coming to become more from, but he's not yet. Still Mechal Shabbos. So then, Maisa, is there passing the wine or not?
Well, we have a lot of different svaras. Again, as you say, according to the Stipler, see again, we have three different pieces of lumdus here that would ultimately lead to a kula. Lumdus number one is Binyan Sion and Igros Maisha, although for slightly different reasons. And that is, a Mechalel Shabbos B'derech Klal B'zman Hazeh doesn't asher the wine at all. Not only can he drink it, I can drink it. Either a Tinok Shanishba, or he's not a Kaifer because it's a Jesse Yetzer Hara. So, if you go with that Mechalel, his touching the wine doesn't have any problem at all. He could drink it, I could drink it, everybody could drink it. Okay. Now, then we have a second svar. Second svar is the Stipler, or Moshe Sternbach, who tainas, that even if the Mechal Shabbos asers the wine, he doesn't aser the wine to himself. Right. Either because he has a din of a goy on that wine, and a goy could drink stam yena, or it's not shayach and iser chasanus lagabe himself. So there too, there's no lifna either in my giving him the wine, because he's allowed to drink it. That's the second svara. Now, the third svara is saying this. Even if we say, number one, the machal Shabbos asers the wine, and even if we say he asers the wine even to himself, maybe there's no lifne either in my giving the wine, because he would be able to drink it even without me. So then already you run into a few svaras, because there might be an issue of misayay, and that would depend on the zivikabel taikala. Meaning, there are three different svaras to be mako here, and it's only the last one that you would differentiate between a makabel taikala and not a makabel taikala. If you go with the first two mahalchim, then it's in Gansim going to be mucha, right? So you don't have a problem. You see? It's only in the last thing. So, Pesach HaKol, there's a lot of makam to be mako. But as I say, it's much, much better to have Yayin Mavushel to avoid all of these questions. So, you want to get into the question of Tinok Shenishba, and then all these other inyanim. As I say, in Eretz Yisrael, I think they're a bit more machmer on this. I think the Chazon Ish, may have been more of a Musar. You say that a younger man, I think it was Bacher, once went to visit the Chazon Ish on Shabbos. And he walked from Petach Tikva to Bnei Brak. Just to go over a highway. And the Chazon Ish says, did you measure Tchum Shabbos? So the person said, well, everybody walks from Bnei Brak to... So the Chazon Ish says, he had poured him some wine or something. He said, I don't know if I can drink your wine. You know, so. But I think that was more of Derech Musar. I don't think it was Halacha L'maisa. But okay. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow. So I'll try to get you some... My comes later today, just so you'll have something. Okay, but we have to do something.